I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Somalia is considered one of the hardest places to follow Christ in the world, second only to North Korea on one watchdog list. Yet God is still building His church. One Somali couple named Shino and Shania went public with their faith in Christ a few years ago. Today, they work at Somali Christian TV to send the gospel to their fellow countrymen. In a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, Shania said many who were their enemies have come to faith.
A friend from the U.S., she said, I used to hate you every day, and now I pray for you every day.
There's much to pray for. Shino says underground churches in Somalia are always in danger of discovery and violence.
If you are Somali and they know that you are Christian, they will persecute you. They are scattered everywhere, and they are isolated.
Pray for bold gospel advance in Somalia. More ways to pray at missionnews.org. Then, planting churches in Indonesia is no easy task. As the month of Ramadan draws near, one place where it will be strictly observed is the province of Aceh in northern Sumatra. The region is nearly 100% Muslim and has been governed under Sharia law since 2001. But AMG International's Brian Dennett says the Christian man we'll call Dodi took Aceh's spiritual state to heart. He and his family travel from village to village to share the gospel and plant churches. Already, God has brought one entire family to know Christ.
These brave planters, armed with Bibles and the good news, are facing opposition, persecution, and also the joy of seeing their own people come to faith.
Ask God for gospel advance in Indonesia and consider partnering with AMG Church Planters this year. Details in the full report at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.